WDW Memories Podcast, memory number 205, Mission Space, 2 times. Join us now for another of my Walt Disney World memories, continuing our day spent hopping between the Magic Kingdom and Epcot as we finally get to share Mission Space with the kids and see what the new Green Team version is all about. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at wdw-memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to wdw-memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello, and welcome back to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. Today's memory is a special one because it's a new attraction for my kids, and as they're now big enough and actually really kind of getting into thrill rides. So today, we're going to ride Mission Space on the Green Team. Just listen to the kids. It's no secret how they feel about this attraction in the end. Tracy was a little more nervous, though, since the last time we rode on the Orange Team, it left her not feeling so well and almost ruined the rest of her day. But the Green Team was perfect for our family, and she almost had no problems. In fact, she rode it with us again on back-to-back missions. So we'll join the memory after we've left Test Track. We actually got a little lucky here because the short in my microphone is getting worse now. However, it's only bad while we walked between the attractions. As we approached the building, the short stopped, and we got a great recording on both trips. We'll walk right up and pretty much walk right through the queue and just await our pre-flight briefing. You'll hear Tracy a little concerned about the ride, but she talks to a couple of the cast members as we're waiting, and they all reassure her that it's not that bad. The kids are so excited and really don't know what to expect. You'll hear them excitedly asking questions, how do I do this or what's going to happen here? Finally, we're loading in and we're off on a trip around the Earth. On our first trip, you'll hear some banging around in our cabin while the bins are a little loose, but don't worry, it's nothing wrong. And on the second trip, it doesn't really have that many extra sounds. Can I just say I love the new version? And Gina Torres, I know her from that great short-lived TV show series, Firefly. Well, she was a breath of fresh air and far more personable in the Capcom role. So if you're on the fence about riding this, I can say it's so worth it to at least do the Green Team. Before we jump into the attraction, I want to remind you that you can find out how to contact or follow me, find show notes, see photos and videos, and of course become a show supporter on a wdw-memories.net website. Patrons, I'm sorry guys, a bonus memory was in the works until I realized Disney explicitly stated I couldn't share it, so I'm sorry. I'm working on the next bonus memory though, so stay tuned. By the way, guys, we're up to 132 ratings on iTunes. Thank you to everyone for your continued support and reviews there. If you haven't left a review there yet, please help me out. Make sure you give your feedback wherever you're listening right now. Those reviews not only help the show be found by more subscribers, but they also give those potential listeners an idea of how great this podcast is. Today's memory is in binaural once again, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now enjoy a ride on an out-of-this-world ride as my family gets to enjoy a brand new experience.
You can ride, you can chicken out if you want, babe, and not. You can just wait with us and just skip through. Hello.
West 10th Street?
Yes.
All right, you're in the right spot.
Thank you very much. Yep. See, there's a lunar rover over there. Susie, you see that? That's one of the cars they drove on the moon. These are what you're supposed to be flying in. That's the rocket we're going to fly in. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Going.
Four.
She may skip, so.
Okay.
So we'll still, I guess, still three. Yeah, still three of us.
You're here today to train for the greatest adventure in the history of mankind, space travel. I know you're probably feeling a little nervous right now, but don't worry. Every astronaut has felt that way at one time or another, even the heroes who went to the moon. But there is one thing they have that you don't have yet. Training. Today for flight training, the most thrilling experience that any astronaut candidate will ever have. Before you decide if it's right for you, let me introduce you to your spacecraft. The X-2 space shuttle. It's powered by solid hydrogen and can accelerate from 0 to 6,000 in 60 seconds. So when you hear the words go for launch, you'll definitely want to hang on. Now you've already been organized into teams, and soon each of you will be assigned a position. Navigate. Pilot, commander, or engineer. The success of your mission will depend on all of you working together as a team. I'll be your Capcom, and in a few minutes, I'll give you your specific assignments. But first, our flight director has some safety instructions for you. Lieutenant?
Remember the team number you're standing on. When the doors in front of you open, you will be directed to a flight station with that number on it. When you get there, please stand on the circles. During your Green Team Less Intense training mission, you will be enclosed inside X-2 flight simulators that produce sensations of acceleration. Those who are made uncomfortable by enclosed dark spaces or simulators should bypass this experience.
As you can see, astronaut flight training isn't like anything you've ever experienced before. If you would like to opt out, just ask any member of the ISTC crew for directions. As for the rest of you, report for your pre-flight briefing. It's go time.
Welcome, trainees. I'm going to take team 5, followed by 3, 2, and 1. This way.
Proceed to flight stations. Rows 6 and 5. Rows 7 and 4.
Keep going down, Mikey.
No, this is 3.
Okay. Oh, here. Okay.
Let me pull it on it.
Attention,
I'm not sure if that was a yes or a no.
You have selected green team, less intense training. However, if you are made uncomfortable by enclosed dark spaces or simulators, you may exit the flight training area now. Ask a uniformed crew member for directions.
Woo-hoo.
She's the one that I'm more worried about.
It's beautiful.
Attention astronaut candidates. You have selected green team, less intense training. However, if you are made uncomfortable by enclosed dark spaces or simulators, you may exit the flight training area now. Ask a uniformed crew member for directions.
Congratulations, team. You have been selected to train for a spectacular mission around the Earth. Your flight path will take you west across North America, Asia, Europe, and back home to Florida. You're gonna love it.
T-minus 3 minutes of job.
Okay, listen up. Here are your assignments. Navigator, you'll be adjusting the pitch of the X-2 if necessary, and firing thrusters for your descent. Pilot, on my signal, I'll need you to trigger first stage separation. You'll also be triggering the landing sequence.
That's my job.
Commander, you will be responsible for activating the flight sequence and for activating manual control, if needed. Engineer, you will activate the flight cameras when we reach altitude. You will also extend the wings for landing. Don't worry. When it's time to push the buttons, they will light up. Then I'll give you the go. One last thing. In the event of an emergency landing, there are control sticks at every crew position. Okay, Lieutenant. Any final instructions for our new kids?
When the flight bay doors open, follow the markings on the floor to your capsule. Then move all the way across, taking your crew position in the cockpit, and stow all personal items in the compartment in front of you. Young cadets wearing a lanyard will need a special X2 booster to train for this mission. When you enter the capsule, insert the booster as shown. Once you have secured all cargo, help your young cadets lower their restraints. Then take your seat, reach up, and pull down your restraint. After you have completed your mission, remove your X2 booster and place it in the recovery bin on your way out. They're all yours, Capcom.
Well, I guess that's everything. Good luck, Earth Team. You are on the clock.
Follow the markings on the floor to your X2 trainer and begin boarding now.
When the doors
open. Attention, trainees. Follow the markings on the floor to your X2 trainer and begin boarding now.
Store personal items in the compartment in front of you and reach up and pull down on the restraint.
Can I leave this out here?
Capcom's X2.
I have to check.
Welcome aboard, team.
Okay.
After you've been settled, check out your buttons.
Are you buttoned?
I can't help it.
Navigator, welcome aboard. During the mission, you will be adjusting the pitch of the X2 if necessary and firing thrusters for your descent.
I knew it would.
Pilot, the X2 is an excellent ship. Your job will be to trigger first stage separation and trigger the landing sequence. Surgeon, how are we doing?
All good for launch.
A reminder, Commander. Your assignments are to activate flight sequence and for landing,
can you see?
Manual control.
What do I do? Loading flight plan.
Just watch right here.
Engineer, Just a reminder, you will activate the flight cameras when we reach altitude. You will also extend the wings for landing.
Still reading 3.4 million gallons. That's good. Good to go.
See that?
That's what you're gonna do.
What you can do is push buttons right now, though. Tell us. They're gonna give us all the instructions we need.
Wait, so I know how to turn myself. I can turn us, or I can turn myself.
Good luck, team.
All of us.
All of us here at Mission Control wish you a safe journey
around
the planet.
We just flew over.
With another X2.
Oh.
Just launched from the Pacific.
There's an X2.
Wait, that one's going to Mars. Where are we going?
We're just
going
to float around the Earth.
Up ahead, you should see Japan, the land of the rising sun.
What's Japan?
As you cross into China, you'll pass Beijing, the Green Wall, and we've got reports of a storm brewing over the Gobi Desert.
Look at the lights, the cities. Big splat is Paris.
Tonight, there's a spectacular northern light show on your horizon.
We're getting reports of a strong storm cell directly in the landing path.
Okay, listen up, team. Change of plans. It's going to be a challenging approach, and we'll need all of you working together. Pilot, initiate landing sequence. Now.
Initiated.
Navigator, initiate descent. Now.
Thank you.
release the restraints. Now push the restraints up.
You okay?
Before you exit your capsule, please remember to gather your personal items and any extra boosters. Thanks. And see you next mission.
This way. That way. You're good.
Again.
I don't know. There's something banging around. Oh, okay, because they banged pretty good a couple of times. You tilt it back and tilt it forward, and you could hear them. Bang, bang.
Yeah, some of the locks on the actual capsule are the thin doors, so, like, are really loose. So the capsule tilts back, not those two.
Okay. That's it. All right. This way?
Yeah.
Thank you all. No, we can't do it again. Mama won't make it. Thank you. Y'all like that? Well, Mama, do you want to wait in here for us while we go again one more time?
No, I'll go around and then I'll just walk through.
Okay.
What's this?
Well. Coming then, or
so green is go to Mars?
No, we're not going to do Mars. Hello. Yep. We actually just did it, so.
Awesome. Another round.
Woohoo.
Space Training Center. You're here today to train for the greatest adventure in the history of mankind, space travel. I know you're probably feeling a little nervous right now, but don't worry. Every astronaut has felt that way at one time or another, even the heroes who went to the moon. But there is one thing they had that you don't have yet, training. You're here today for flight training, the most thrilling experience that any astronaut candidate will ever have. Before you decide if it's right for you, let me introduce you to your spacecraft. The X-2 space shuttle. It's powered by solid hydrogen and can accelerate from 0 to 6,000 in 60 seconds. So when you hear the words go for launch, you'll definitely want to hang on. Now you've already been organized into teams, and soon each of you will be assigned a position. Navigate. Pilot, commander, or engineer. The success of your mission will depend on all of you working together as a team. I'll be your CAPCOM, and in a few minutes, I'll give you your specific assignments. But first, our flight director has some safety instructions for you. Lieutenant?
Remember the team number you're standing on. When the doors in front of you open, you will be directed to a flight station with that number on it. When you get there, please stand on the circles.
During your Green Team Less Intense training mission, you will be enclosed inside X2 flight simulators that produce sensations of acceleration. Those who are made uncomfortable by enclosed dark spaces or simulators should bypass this experience.
As you can see, astronaut flight training isn't like anything you've ever experienced before. If you would like to opt out, just ask any member of the ISTC crew for directions. As for the rest of you, report for your pre-flight briefing. It's go time. Proceed to flight stations. Rows 6 and 5. Row 7.
All right. Didn't have to walk far at all.
Yes. This door will close in just a moment so that you're not standing in the door. Team Center, are we ready to go?
Attention astronaut candidates, you have selected Green Team Less Intense Training. However, if you are made uncomfortable by enclosed dark spaces or simulators, you may exit the flight training area now. Ask a uniformed crew member for directions. Attention astronaut candidates, you have selected Green Team Less Intense Training. However, if you are made uncomfortable by enclosed dark spaces or simulators, you may exit the flight training area now. Ask a uniformed crew member for directions.
Back again.
Congratulations, team. You have been selected to train for a spectacular mission around the Earth. Your flight path will take you west across North America, Asia, Europe, and back home to Florida. You're gonna love it.
T-minus 3 minutes and count.
Okay, listen up. Here are your assignments. Navigator, you'll be adjusting the pitch of the X-2 if necessary, and firing thrusters for your descent. Pilot, on my signal, I'll need you to trigger first stage separation. You'll also be triggering the landing sequence. Commander, you will be responsible for activating the flight sequence and for activating manual control. Engineer, you will activate the flight cameras when we reach altitude. You will also extend the wings for landing. Don't worry, when it's time to push the buttons, they will light up. Then I'll give you the go. One last thing. In the event of an emergency landing, there are control sticks at every crew position. Okay, Lieutenant. Any final instructions for our new kids?
When the flight bay doors open, follow the markings on the floor to your capsule. Then move all the way across, taking your crew position in the cockpit, and stow all personal items in the compartment in front of you.
His lighting.
Young cadets wearing a lanyard will need a special X2 booster to train for this mission. When you enter the capsule, insert the booster as shown. Once you have secured all cargo, help your young cadets lower their restraints. Then take your seat, reach up, and pull down your restraint. After you have completed your mission, remove your X2 booster and place it in the recovery bin on your way out. They're all yours, Capcom.
Well, I guess that's everything. Good luck, Earth Team. You are on the clock.
Follow the markings on the floor to your X2 trainer and begin boarding now.
Attention trainees, follow the markings on the floor to your X2 trainer and begin boarding now.
items in the compartment in front of you. Then reach up and pull down on the restraint.
Capcom to X2. Welcome aboard, team. After you get settled, check out your buttons.
Everybody in?
Navigator, welcome aboard. During the mission, you will be adjusting the pitch of the X2 if necessary, and firing thrusters for your descent. Pilot, the X2 is an excellent ship. Your job will be to trigger first stage separation and trigger the landing sequence. Surgeon, how are we doing?
Instrument panel closing. If needed, space sickness.
A reminder, Commander, your assignments are to activate flight sequence, and for landing, activate manual control.
Loading flight plan.
Engineer, just a reminder. You will activate the flight cameras when we reach altitude. You will also extend the wings for landing.
Nothing. You can push everything in here.
Good luck, team. All of us here at Mission Control wish you a safe journey around the planet.
Okay, let's go.
Mission Control, this is the fire team. Give us the go and go for launch.
Eagle, Surgeon, Network, Cobra, you are go for launch.
We have main engine start. 5, 4, 3.
back and release the restraints. Now push the restraints up. Before you exit your capsule, please remember to gather your personal items and remove any X2 boosters.
Thank you. Bye, thank you. No.
I don't know.
It is 8 o'clock.
Say bye right into that.
Bye.
Good job.